You want to step up and be a leader that everybody else will rally behind? It's more than just selling the vision over and over again and then giving yourself a pay cut when that works out. It's like saying, hey guys, we're going to stay the course. I'm still making this big sacrifice with you because this is going to be amazing in a few years from now.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What is up, real business owners? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. I hope everybody's kicking ass out there in 2023. It's crazy, man. The years just seem to go by quicker and quicker, don't they? I just got back from a crazy hunt in the Sonoran Desert, and it was like sun up to sun down for 10 days straight hunting, and I was having that thought out there. I was thinking, man, you know, like these days really do go by so fast, you know, and it puts in perspective. We shouldn't be wasting the days, man. We just shouldn't. We should be taking advantage and making the most of every day we possibly can. Seems like every kid I have and every year they grow older, it's like, man, shit just keeps going and fast forward. But that's not what this podcast is all about. I'm just rambling there. You guys, I'm not like some football guru or anything like that, but as I read certain stories, man, and I pull lessons out of them, I think that there's like this obligation where I want to like share it with you guys because of the lessons I take from it. And so I was recently reading this book, and there's a couple cool lessons in there I wish I could share with you today, but I'm going to share one of them because he starts talking about how he has, and it's a book called The Gap in the Gain, right? It's been a really cool book. I'm actually still not done with it, but I wanted to share this story with you today because he talked about how he analyzed and interviewed Tom Brady, you know, and a lot of you guys know, obviously, Tom Brady. Some of you might already know this stuff I'm going to talk about, but I want to share the lesson that I took from this with this story as well. But I don't know a lot about Tom Brady, man. Like, we all know he's like the greatest of all time quarterback. We all know certain things about him. We know who he is, but like, I don't follow football stats or anything like that. So I wasn't like that impressed with him as much as I am now when I learned some of the cool stories that he pulled from Tom Brady. And, you know, for you guys that are not football nuts like me, like, man, like Tom Brady was with the New England Patriots for 20 years. Okay. The guy was 6th round pick, 199th overall. I did know that. And that story of when he's like, hey man, he went up to Robert Kraft after, you know, Robert Kraft and then picked him in, you know, 199th in the draft. And he says, hey, I'll be the best decision that you ever made. You know, like I did hear that story before. I thought that was really cool. That's when I started being like, man, you know what? I like this guy, right? Because Tom Brady was easy to hate, you know, especially if you weren't a Patriots fan. Like, everybody's rooting for this guy to lose, you know. But man, did he back that up, man. That guy didn't not only, you know, put together a lot of great years over those 20 years with the New England Patriots, but, oh, that guy, what he did in the last 6 years is just so incredible, and that's what I just recently learned about him, and let's talk about that, because the last 6 years is where there's the best lesson, I feel like, for us as business leaders and us as business owners. But from 2014 to 2019, the Patriots went from being, you know, already a pretty elite team to, man, super elite team, just untouchable, unbeatable. 3 Super Bowls in those 6 years, which is obviously unheard of. AFC champions several of those other years, division champions those years. Like, you know, I don't know all the fine details on that, but those 6 years were like all, you know, playoff contenders, AFC champions, and Super Bowl champions. And what was the shift to that? What was the secret sauce to that, right? And the story that I want to share with you guys now is the one that I never heard this before, but in those last 6 years, Tom Brady did a lot of research himself, right? Because this guy is invested into the team as much as anybody, if not everybody, right? So he's doing the extra work behind the scenes. And he says to the team, he says, hey, I've done a ton of research. I'm going to go to the team with, I'm going to go to the management, I'm going to go to the owners. I'm going to talk about some research I've been doing to take our team to the next level and really become like this untouchable, elite, super elite team. And what his research was he went back through history of football and analyzed all these teams, like watching their films, to watching the people who made the playoffs, the teams that made the playoffs, to watching the teams that went to the Super Bowl, to analyzing the ones that won the Super Bowl. And he figured out, through all this research, he figured out this one huge common denominator that everybody was overlooking. You know, so he goes to Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, he pulls the whole management team together. He says, I've been doing a lot of research, and I've figured out a secret that I feel like everybody is overlooking. Even the teams that have won the Super Bowl, I don't feel like know what they've done. Like, they, I think that even they've overlooked this, right? But they've done this, like, unintentionally. And so he's like, I've looked at the data, and he says, the common denominator is these champions by far have the most elite second string, backup players, second team. And he says, I really feel like we need to invest a lot more money into getting starter level players as our backup players, which is like a huge thing to like undertake, right? Like, first of all, you've got to spend the money to get an elite player to then convince them to come to the New England Patriots and basically say, hey, man, if you're not first team, you're still second team, even though we're paying you to come and be like first team level, you know, player with us, you know? So first of all, that's kind of a huge like recruiting overtaking as well. But at the same time, the New England Patriots obviously love this idea, especially looking at all this research that Tom's done. They're like, man, this is amazing. This is compelling. This is accurate. Like, we need to jump all over this. The problem is we don't have the money in the budget. We have the most elite players in the league and we're at our salary cap. Well, this is where it gets real. Tom Brady says, hey, man, I am willing to take a 60% pay cut on my salary, right? I'm willing to take that pay cut so that there is obviously the amount of money there to go out there and start beefing up this second team. And then Tom Brady goes back to his teammates and says, this is what we're doing. This is what I've chosen to do. Okay, well, some of the players get in line with doing that. They get in line with them taking a little bit less as well, because why? They're all bought in on this greater mission. They're all bought in on like becoming like this super elite team. So how does this really apply to business, right? Like, Tom Brady's this huge example in the football world, but he's this huge example to all of us as well. He's this huge example on what it takes to become elite. And in our business, it's no different. It's the same. Like, if you want to raise everybody's resume, well, obviously, you make sacrifices to become one of the greatest, right? The most well-known. Like, anybody that was on that New England Patriots team for those last 6 years, resume increased. They had some payout that's tenfold what they gave up initially. And this is just a huge lesson on the type of leadership that resembles, that I feel like all of us as business owners should keep in mind as well, because we already do it. We already do it at some point and or at some level, but on top of like Tom Brady's like self-leadership and his obsession of just sharpening his skills, taking his health very seriously, his practice times, the extra work he's doing on the field, you know, to be his best asset for the team, he also showed an insane amount of sacrifice for the entire team. And people will always rally around a leader that's willing to sacrifice the right now for the brighter future for all. Right? People will rally around that. And not only will they rally around it, but they'll make the sacrifice right along with you, right? They'll make that sacrifice, which several of those players did. They were like, okay, like, we can all get on board with this sacrifice for the now. So don't you think that it's a sacrifice that paid off for everybody? Like, that increased every key person's value in the marketplace, right? Taking the sacrifice now for the greater gain later on has clearly paid off for Tom Brady, right? Not just every other member on the team, but like, let's look at what Tom Brady has done. Like, the guy is like, all the endorsements, all the sponsorships, all the you know, celebrity status, like all those things. Like, obviously that 60% salary cut to beef up the second team was really a small price to pay for the amount that he's received in return. Right. And that's just how this works. That's how it works with business. It's made up for it so many times over. And it has for everybody else on that team as well. And so my friends, like, the biggest lesson I took away from this story is that there's so many of us that were like, we're building these businesses to make our life better. Like, we think so much in the now, and that's not totally terrible, but when we think about the long-term vision that we really have, like, it does take a lot of great sacrifices in order to really build something special. And what Tom Brady did was he built something that was not just special for him. Like, he was willing to make this ginormous sacrifice for not just himself, but like everybody else around him. And people rallied around him in order to do that. And so when you think about this in your business, it's like, what kind of sacrifices? Because you're making them anyway. And that was the point I was trying to make a few minutes ago. Like, you're already making these sacrifices. Like, to make payroll, sometimes you pay yourself a little bit less, right? But like, what are the moves that you can start making in your business that says, hey guys, I'm going to take a huge step back as like what I could take right now as the owner of this operation, because I want this to be better for everybody. But in order for it to be better than everybody, we're all going to have to sacrifice some certain things. What is the common goal that we can all have in mind? Like the New England Patriots, obviously these guys wanted to be the most elite untouchable team. Do you want to be the most elite untouchable business in your industry? Okay, well, how can you rally the troops in order to get everybody bought into a mission that's going to take you to the next level of being that super elite team? That's going to increase everybody's resume on your team so that even when your business has reached its peak, maybe you sold it off or whatever it is, that every single person on that team has some sort of payout from that, has some sort of increase in their resume. And like, the biggest lesson I took away from that is just really Tom Brady got everybody to rally around him because he was willing to make the biggest sacrifice. Like, dude, I'll take the 60% cut. I don't even care if you guys only take a 10% cut, but let's all buy into this vision of beefing up our second team so that nobody can touch us in case there's injuries or any other setbacks that could happen to us in this season and next season and the season after that. Like, this was 5 or 6 years that literally changed every single person on that team's lives forever. And so I was just thinking about that as I was listening to this book out there in the Sonora. I was like, man, that's just such a cool lesson. And we do that already in our businesses, but what if we could be a little more strategic about it? You know, what if we could, you know, not sacrifice just to make payroll and lift up a few of your key players and all that stuff. But what if we could make a huge sacrifice that's going to allow us the ability to get the team to rally around us, that's going to paint a picture of becoming the most elite and how that's going to benefit us and everybody around us and our clients and just our entire ecosystem in 3, 4, 5 years from now, you know? And I love stories about ultimate sacrifices like that. And I've never been like this huge football fan or Tom Brady fan. So some of you guys that do follow football, you're probably like, duh, dude, this is like common knowledge, right? But it wasn't to me. So I found this story super compelling, man. Like, this guy did the research on his own. Nobody asked him to do that. Right? He's not the owner of the team, you guys. Like, this guy could be like every other elite player that gets pulled out of the draft. They're supposed to be the super athlete. They say, cool, what's my bonus? What's my pay? They're in the media for signing this, you know, record-breaking contract. I mean, he could have been that. Like, he could have easily been that. But instead, he's like, okay, well, what can I do to, like, bring up everybody else around me? And he started by just doing the research. The research that even the management on the team wasn't doing. Like, he did his own, right? Multiple eyeballs on a solution is going to create multiple perspectives. And so, you know, even though everybody on the management team of the New England Patriots probably did a lot of research and stuff, they were overlooking this research. So he's willing to go out there and do research on his own without being asked for the greater good so that, you know, he could come bring a different perspective. The perspective was compelling evidence that, like, hey, this is the recipe that is creating all these wins over and over again in the Super Bowl. This is what's creating not only the most elite teams, but the most wins in the biggest game of the year. And so now he comes to the team, he sells the vision. The vision is like, cool, we need to do this. Then it's like, okay, well, we don't have the funds to do that. We're at our caps. Okay, you know what? I believe in this idea so much, I'll take the biggest hit right now. There's just not very many people willing to do that, not just athletes, in the business world as well. And so I get inspired by that, you know, because those are things that we've done here with our company, rolling out new comp plans. This is stuff that we've done, is where we all do our own little research. We come with different perspectives and we're like, as owners, and not just me, like, you know, JD, Trevor, Jeremy, like, all of us are so willing to take the biggest sacrifices if it means the biggest gain for everybody else in the long run. So I love stories like that, and I just felt like compelled to share that with you guys as the listeners of our audience. Like, you want to step up and be a leader that everybody else will rally behind? Like, man, it's more than just selling the vision over and over again and then giving yourself a pay cut when that works out. It's like saying, hey, guys, we're going to stay the course. I'm still making this big sacrifice with you because this is going to be amazing in a few years from now. This is going to elevate all of us around us. And so that is super inspiring to me. I hope it's super inspiring for you guys as well, and that's why I wanted to share it with you today. So when we talk about leadership, there's two forms of leadership. There's the self-leadership, which Tom Brady possesses. The guy is meticulous about his practice times and his routines and his regimens and taking care of his health and sharpening his skills. But then there's this other form of leadership, which is leadership of others, man. Like, we have to possess both in order to be amazing leaders in our organizations. You've got to take care of yourself. You've got to be elite there. But then when you take on that self-leadership, it's going to spill over into not only just leading people by example, but then doing the extra work to come with these bright plans, to be able to get people to rally behind you and them seeing the sacrifices that you're making, not just for yourself, but for them. And those are the things that possess a great leader of any organization. Are you a great self-leader? And are you a great leader of other people? And are you a great leader of other people for the right intention? That's the best thing that you can do to sell a bright future and sell a vision for other people, is sell one that's going to benefit everybody and show them through action that you're willing to not only just make a sacrifice with them, but you're willing to make the greatest sacrifice with them. And that is the lesson that I pulled out of this story of Tom Brady. And I hope that you guys got some value out of that as well. You guys, this is a crazy year that we're going into, man. I've been finding myself liking like these stories. And as I read more and more and I pour into myself, I'm just going to continue to share these with you guys, man. I'm doing more solo podcasts this year. Trev is, we're still going to do podcasts together. We're going to be going out kind of dividing and conquering, finding cool guests. Some will interview alone, some will interview together. But like, I really like going into these stories and like pulling these lessons out and then coming and sharing with you. So I hope that you guys find value in that as well. And if you do, heck, give us a review, you know, send it to someone that you know might need to hear this message. But I appreciate you guys tuning in every week. And we talk about it a lot here. We got so much love for the community that we're building. And it's just like this story I shared with you, man. We're constantly talking about like, well, what is the next thing that we can do to prop up the members of the inner circle, the members of our OGs and the mastermind, just the people that listen to us? Like, what can we do? How can we get more guests on the show that it's going to not only change their life, but the people that listen to us? And so just like this story of Tom Brady, man, we're always just looking for ways that we can lift everybody up around us. And I think that's why people tune into our podcast. But, you know, I hope you guys know that that means the world to us, that you guys tune in every single week and you guys listen to us as we are continuing on our journey to just build amazing things around us. And I hope it's benefiting you guys, because we got so much love for you and appreciation that you do support this show. So with that being said, guys, that's really all I had for you today. Just kind of a nice, short and sweet episode. Let's just stay on path, man. This 2023 could be a really amazing year. I know there's a lot of uncertainty in certain industries and markets and all that, but dude, there's always an economy going on. There's always an exchange going on. And I hope that you guys continue to pour into yourselves, putting great things in your mind. But I hope that you guys just continue to stay on course and have an absolute phenomenal year this year. And we're right there with you. We're right there with you going through these crazy turbulent times, but we're just continuing to pour in ourselves. We're continuing to invest back into our businesses, our people, our community. And we already know it's going to pay off in the long run. So make it an amazing 2023, you guys. I'm super grateful that you're here. And until next week, kick ass. Have a great week. Peace out.